Hi there. The word for you today is on how to experience God's grace. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 3, Paul begins his letter by saying, "Grace be unto you and peace from God." Several of Paul's epistles open with the words, "Grace be unto you and peace from God." Why? I'll tell you why. Because you can't experience God's peace unless you first know how to receive His forgiving, redeeming grace and walk in it. There are three things about grace you need to understand. Here they are. Number one, it cannot be earned. Number two, it is God doing for you what you cannot do for yourself. And three, it doesn't kick in until you stop struggling and trying to do it in your own strength. The Bible says in James 4 verse 6, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Now, the humble are those who admit their total inability to succeed without God's help, but the proud, they're always trying to take the credit. They like to think it's their ability that gets the job done, so they've difficulty asking for God's grace, and even more difficulty receiving it. Peter writes, 2 Peter 3:18, grow in grace. You only learn to trust God by doing it, by trusting Him. And you grow in grace by taking God at His word, counting on His gracious provision each day, and His intervention in situations that are just too difficult or even impossible for you yourself to handle. Look, there will never be a day when you don't need God's grace. And if you're willing to acknowledge that you need it and receive it by faith, there will be no shortage of it. Let me read you a great scripture from the Amplified Bible, John 1 verse 16. Listen to this carefully. For out of His faithfulness and abundance, we have all received, all had a share, and all we need has been supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. That's God's grace. And it's equal to every challenge, problem, and situation you'll ever face in life.